Second parak of Yevamos Mishnah Zayin. We continue halachas of Safek, which woman is the wife of his brother? Shnayim shekidshu shtei achoyos. The previous mission was one person married one of two sisters. Now we have two people that married two sisters, and each one doesn't know which one he married. Obviously they both have to give two gittin. They can't marry because maybe they're living with a friend's wife. Meisu, if they both die, Zeach or Zeach. Once again, these two people were not brothers. They're just two individuals, and they have two sisters. So each one has a brother to do chalitza. So Zeach or Zeach. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, neither one can do Yivam because maybe this woman is the sister of the one who's supposed to be Miyadim, which he can't marry. Zeach or Zeach Shnayim. If one had one brother and one had two brothers, Yoch and Cholitz. The one that has only one brother, you have to do chalitza to both of the sisters. Hashnai, the one who has two brothers, like we saw in the previous mission, Echad Koyelis, the first one will do chalitza, and now you have one woman remaining, Echad Yavim, the second one can be Yavim Manashach. Either it's his Yavama, or it's a woman that was never married to his brother. Cause of a consul, like we saw in the previous mission, if the two brothers married, both married, the Yav is the Seder, because the Maisa, after the marriage, they have no shaykhahs to the second sister. One married one sister, one married the other sister. Zeshnaim lezeshnaim. If both of these people had two brothers, so Osho shel zeh cholos la'achas. Osho shel zeh cholos la'achas. We'll call these the brother of Reuven is cholos to one of these women. The brother of Shimon is cholos one of these women. Then Osho shel zeh miyam lechalutzos shel zeh. Then the brother of the second one can marry the chalutza that the other one was a chalutza to. Why? Because once one household, this woman was potentially shaykh either to this household or to the other household. Since the other household is chalutza, she's not bound to that other household, and therefore the other person can marry her. If she's shy to this household, so Adarabi, you can marry her also because she's the one that needs Yivam. In other words, the rule is that the brothers can marry a Yavama through Yivam. Once Chalitza was done, they cannot marry her anymore. But over here, since this family did not do Chalitza, the Chalitza was done by a different family because of Shash, she was married to somebody else, so then Manashach. If she's met shaykh to that family, chalitza was done, and you're allowed to marry a chalitza from another family. And if it was shaykh to this family, so he's entitled to Yivam. The same thing in the other family, one of the brothers entitled to do Yivam on the one that, on the woman that the member of the other second family did chalitza to. Kodu shnayim v'kodzu. If two brothers were chalitz, lo yavnu ashnayim, and it can't be miyavim. We said that there, in this situation, which there were two families, and each one had a suffix who was the wife of the deceased brother. So, if each of these families had two remaining brothers, so we said the recommended way of doing things was that one brother from each family should be chayil to a different wife, and the remaining two brothers could do yibum. Kol mishnayim v'chalutza. But instead of doing that only one member of each family did chalitza on a different woman, then what happens if one family they did chalitza to both women? So lo yavn v'ashnayim. Then the remaining two. That the remaining two brothers from the other family should not do Yibum. Why? Because that we're not sure what happened the first time around. Even though the first two did Chalitza, that maybe maybe not maybe, they did chalitza, there's still one of the women still needs a chalitza, because these two brothers did chalitza, but they could only chalitza for the one that was shach to their brother. There's another wife over here that's shach to the other family. So maybe the other family should not do yibum, because there's still a woman that is not shach to them. So they should not do yibum. El echad choyel tzecha miyavim. That one should do chalitza and one do yibum, like we learned before. That if you have two sisters that one of them may be the sister of the one who you're supposed to be miyavim, you can't be miyavim anyone because you don't know which one is the one you're supposed to be miyavim, which is the sister of the one you're supposed to be miyavim. So therefore, one should do chalitza. One does chalitza on this woman, salamanushach. If she was the Yivama, he did Chalitza. And if she's not the Yivama, then the other brother could do the Yivam. But because of the constant with Shimul Yaza, if they both did Yivam, then we let them stay. Why? Because he didn't do a clear-cut Issa. What happened? What was the status over here? When each one married, one of them, it was a Suffolk if this one he was supposed to be Yavam, it was a Suffolk if it was the sister of the one he was supposed to be Yavam. So, Bin Yevet Lamaita, after they married, each one married a separate sister, so none of them remained shacked with both sisters. Each one has a separate sister, so therefore, the Yevon, they can remain with their wives.